You already know what it is, man. You know who it is. You know what it is. Jay Who the Prince, a.k.a. Rio. And you are now tuned into the motherfucking best. Nice. Real deal, what it do?
Yo, you already know it's your boy, Real Deal, Tommy in the building. Shit, let's get right to it, though. I mean, you know, it's interesting times, you know, you got quarantine, you got Megan shit, you got a bunch of shit happening, like entanglements and shit with 2020, like a lot of stuff. But outside of that, it's kind of interesting because, you know, as y'all know, I went to UNCW, like, you know, and for people who don't know what UNCW means, that's just the University of North Carolina at Wilmington. Which, if you don't know, you should look into the history of Wilmington. It's real rich, and it got a lot of, you know, black history, you know, black moguls and historical figures that, you know, superseded, you know, any type of boundaries that were set during the time that, you know, our people was there. So fast forward, you know, I just graduated recently, but before then, even before I went to that school, I'm pretty sure, because I know he had some issues before then, but this guy, professor, that worked at UNCW, that go by Mike Adams, he actually, you know, used to make bold statements, I guess you can call them. He would tweet, he would say certain things. I think he even published articles and, you know, little, you know, paragraphs about, you know, certain people and certain how he felt. But just getting right to the point, basically, you know, he was a real open spoken, you know, type guy, said what he felt, I guess you can say. And with that being said, we're just gonna read a couple of his tweets. But one of his tweets that, you know, was one of the most recent, which he actually tweeted May 29th. And I think that's like, you know, May, the end of May, what we in, like, what's the name now? So he basically, it was like mid time or towards like, probably like a month or two, maybe. Cause when did quarantine start? Like February, right?
Something like that, yeah.
March. Okay, so February, March, April. So yeah, maybe like two, maybe 3 months in, if you want to say the end of the month or whatever, May, going into the next month. So about 2-3 months in, you know, he tweeted a statement talking about basically, end quote, he was like, "This evening I ate pizza and drank beer with six guys at a six-seat tabletop. I almost felt like a free man who was not living in the slave state of North Carolina. Massa Cooper, let my people go." Now, this is a man of, you know, Caucasian descent, speaking on slavery and saying that, you know, basically he's insinuating that he's being held captive as a slave in North Carolina due to quarantine. And that's the context of this tweet.
Ugh. Oh my God.
As a person of, you know, African or black descent or whatever, or slave descent, I mean, I don't really want to say that, you know, everybody was slaves and stuff like that, but like, if you were a descendant or came from slavery and was held captive in North Carolina, like, whether in Wilmington or in the surrounding areas or anything, I just wonder, you know, coming from somebody of, you know, his stature, supposed to be, you know, a professor and understanding social work and sociology and how, you know, the world works and things of that nature, supposed to have a education to, you know, relate himself to being a slave, like understanding, you know, the type of conditions that they were actually in. I don't think that they was able to sit at a table and drink beer, eat pizza and tweet and, you know, just say, "Let me be free," and whatever. Like, I don't even think they was able to read, write, or, you know,
right,
any of that. So
right.
Know, how can you relate the two?
You fucking can't. Continue.
Nah. But that's the biggest question, because I mean, me coming from, you know, where I come from and seeing situations, like, it's like, I don't think, you know, even with the whole situation, of course, like, how prison incarceration was just basically the face of slavery and shit like that. And like knowing people that, you know, are in situations where, you know, listen, they shouldn't necessarily be in. Like, how can you, you know, compare the two? And who says that, you know, you have the right to even joke or, you know, insinuate that you are in that position?
You fucking can't. I mean, it's such, people do that shit all the time, man. Every time they get a little struggle, they want to compare the shit to slavery. You see what I'm saying? Like, yo, to say some shit like that is just the most, to me, the most entitled, asinine, moronic, insensitive thing that you can do to compare your mind. It's not even compared to time out. It's so minute. You can't even compare it to time out. Because at least in time out, well, not at least in time out, but when you're in quarantine, you just got to stay the fuck home. Is your home that terrible? It's not even just staying home. You just got to stay away from the public.
He showed, Mr. Adams, like, he's a professor, right? Correct me. He's a professor.
Yeah, it was. Like, yeah, he was. So, like, you know, I hate to burst anybody's bubble and stuff like that. And I don't want to say it's a parade or anything, but my guy actually, you know, they saying he took his situation in his own hands, for, you know, a lack of better words.
You mean
he
offed himself, he killed himself.
Yeah, he
committed suicide.
Yeah, he committed suicide and decided to, you know.
So for those who don't know, and the people who are listening and listeners, give us some background information on this professor, and so they can understand more so that we're just not reporting news.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's been, like I said, even before this last situation that made, you know, global news and stuff like that, he was actually in a situation with UNCW some years prior where he had made some statements, whether it was publicly or, you know, on campus or whatever, that basically, you know, had people questioning his, you know, morals and his principles and where he actually comes from. So UNCW wasn't really like supporting it. So basically, in college or whatever, professors, they have something called tenure, which is basically a contract that allows them to stay for a certain amount of time and guarantees them their money. And basically, he was supposed to be up for promotion to actually get his tenure, or had, you know, a situation where he was up to, you know, up for grabs to, you know, take a better position. But he was denied access due to, you know, the things that he said. So with him knowing the law and legalities and having people, quote unquote, in higher places or whatever, having connections, he basically was able to sue the school, and, you know, they had to back pay him and he had to get money back and everything like that. So, like, he was winning, he learned how to play the law. So, like, he was getting money back and they had to pay him for all the back pay for all the time that they didn't allow him to get his promotion due to, you know, what he was saying, whether they called that negligence or just basically, you know, just not allowing him to have it. But with that being said, he actually won the case that UNCW had to pay him, and he got his tenure, so he was under a contract where they was paying him back pay, and he was still, like, being able to teach at the school. They're going to have to pay him for that, pay him for the school, and make sure that, like, his pockets and stuff, and make sure that he's a professor for a certain amount of time, whether it be 5 or 10 years, however long the contract, the agreement is. So anyway, during quarantine, he has, you know, tweeted, and even prior to quarantine, like, he even called, like, a Muslim, like, girl a queer or something like that. Like you can look it up. Like, this guy is really, like, very outspoken. I don't know if it's confidence or if it's, you know, I don't know what. I don't really have no explanation for why he is the way he is, but this is who he is. And with that being said, man, like, bro just, you know, said some other things. He even talked about, you know, talking about, like, you know, how what a black child or a black man growing up in, you know, America, what we need most, and, you know, just trying to talk about our perspective or our situation or our lifestyle as if he has the right or the, you know, education, you know, or experience to even speak from this side. So
I mean, that's pretty pretty much what they do, yo.
Yeah, he's a real Ken. He was a real, you have Karens, and he was a real Ken. Like Karen and Ken. He was a real Ken, man, and he played it to the T. I think they settled for $500,000, man. And that's crazy. Like, I just think that we need a new social, we need a new school, we need to break down the school structure, because he, man, he could have, like, he probably influenced a lot of people on the low.
Absolutely.
That we don't, you know, that we don't even know about, you know what I'm saying? And he was a criminology professor, criminology, like, that's crazy. Like, he really knew how to play the game, and it was just crazy. Like, and think about how often, like, it's plenty of teachers, plenty of professors, plenty of coaches that probably had that same rhetoric and just giving it to our kids, brown, black and brown kids, and we don't even see it. We can't see it. And, you know, because I always used to say back in the days, too, that they so quick to put our kids in Ritalin on some type of drugs and on some type of food. Like, they always quick to downgrade our children or put them in a class where that's underneath their kids. And it was just always been like that. And I always noticed that. And he was one of them Kens that, and you look at him, you could look at him, he don't look like one of them type of, he do now, but at that time, he probably don't even look like one of them guys. He probably could come off friendly and everything, but then when you really see his true colors, it's just mind-blowing, you know what I'm saying? And it's crazy.
Right. Yeah, he definitely, and back to just what you were saying as far as, like, the education and how the school system worked, like, I'm pretty sure it was Dr. Umar, but it's other people who was also, you know, talking about this, but it's coined the prison, school to prison pipeline system. It's just basically how, you know, they put black kids and say that, you know, we crazy or we don't listen, we don't pay attention. Then they give us pills and they put us in the slow class. And then that just basically set us back for the rest of our life. Necessarily, we don't even need that. It's just, you know, a little bit of extra energy that we had because, you know, whatever, whatever. But it's just crazy, man. Like, and then he definitely, you know, kept that stature. And it's crazy because, I mean, I don't know, like, some people say, you know, he may not have that look like you say. And I mean, I think that he's intelligent. Like, I actually follow him on Twitter. Like, I think he's intelligent. I think he's funny. Like, but I'm a person, like, my humor is kind of like what they call it, dark humor. Like, it's
awkward.
Not necessarily dark. It's just a different sense of humor. Like, I just laugh at shit that, you know, necessarily you shouldn't laugh at. But, yeah, with bro, he used to just say some off the wall, outrageous thing. You know, and I ain't necessarily agree with everything he said, but I can tell that, you know, he got to thrive or, you know, he really lived off of Twitter, like, or off his social presence or, you know, basically, like, he was one of those dudes that, you know, I think that he really thrived off the energy of making other people mad. You know how you just get the satisfaction of when you know you get on somebody's skin and it just be like, shit, and it ain't bothering you? Like, that's what he was on, like.
Crazy. He liked to poke the bear.
Facts.
Oh. So he was like an a-hole.
Thing. Yeah, like he just loved to play. He probably loved to play that trolling. That.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's about to say exactly. He's a professional 6'9". But
The crazy thing about it too, this topic, and I was on Twitter today too, and they said the SAT has a racist origin as well, that the guy that created the SAT basically created it for white power to show to show how dumb the other, basically just saying that the whites are inferior to everybody else, that basically always will have an upper hand. He was showing that eugenics and DNA is always, theirs was always better than ours. And I was just learning. I was just seeing that on Twitter today, and I was just doing research on that as well. And I'm like, oh my God. Then this topic came up, and I'm like, dang. And it all floats. It's just a bigger plan that they always have for us. You know, then they try to capitalize on everything from schooling to jobs to homes, everything. They try to have us cornered some type of way that if they don't they create the rules. And they create the game, and they create the rules. And then it just, I don't know what to do sometimes. It's just crazy once you start learning the origins of everything. That.
I mean, it makes sense, though, Porter, because you got to think about it. You had slavery, right? But then slavery ended. But they profit so much from slavery, anything they did after that is going to accredit to slavery so they can still profit. I don't see right. I really don't see them having a heart to be like, you know what? We some fucked up individuals. We made a lot of money off these people. We ain't giving a shit. Let's give them back or give them everything. I mean, you can see that all across the globe that has these types of things that has been done. And sometimes, in some countries, in some places, are still paying for it to this day. As we can see. You see what I'm saying? So I wouldn't be surprised the magnitude of what is actually out there and what is actually being done that we don't even know. You know?
Right.
UNCW could not tell me that they didn't know about this guy for a while. You just can't tell me that, man. And like, so much evaluation is done. Well, so much evaluations are done, but even now, like, posting on social media and different things, and they watch everything you do. Right. You need to tell me that they didn't know this guy had some type of undertone. Like, it's just crazy, man. And they accept it until it's in their face, or until people have to put it in their face. And that's the crazy thing about it. Just like, kind of off the subject real quick, with I seen the new ad that KFC done with Trinidad and Trinidad Emancipation, and KFC put up a chicken drumstick in the form of a fist. It said Happy Emancipation Day, and I'm like, yo,
what the fuck?
That's so racist, yo. A drumstick in the form of a fist. It said Happy Emancipation Day.
Yo, that's the worst. A funny racist. Like, fuck you.
Like, who on the board? Like, yo, so they had to be in the boardroom and say, oh yeah, that's hot. Yo, put it out.
I mean, that shit was funny, man. They couldn't deny it. They was like, this is the best shit we ever came up with. Like, no, man. Like, you gotta put it out there. Fuck it. You can interpret it what you want to interpret it. We sell chicken, man. Nigga.
Yo,
you know
what I'm saying? They got to see this, B. They got to see this.
Right. Come on, Tom. Come on, Todd. You gotta do it. Good job, fellas.
Yeah. Like, that just, like, the other times with Montclair, Gucci, and different things of that nature, the fashion brands, when they seen them racist undertones, and they should have said, like, yo, come on, man. This shit ain't working. Like, this shit ain't right. Throw that shit in the bag.
Let me tell you, though, the reason why they do that, because you got people like, Virgil Blow with his 50-50, and, like, how he going, you know, he say it's okay. Like, he be okay in those things sometimes. Like, and it's like, bro, how you okay this? Like, how the hell did you okay this? Like, the with the Gucci and the Louis and the black facing, like, it just be like, bro, I don't know. But their logic be, well, the black people around me, like, no, no.
They get one token cocoon. They get one token to approve it. And then, oh, every black person like it because he likes it.
Right, exactly. Right. Jerome, come in here, Jerome. Come in here. What do you think about this? Chicken in the fist.
Genius right there. Right.
You like chicken, right, Jerome? And you have fists. So naturally. Naturally, you would like them both. Come on, James. Come on. This is a go.
Yeah. But you know something, it's crazy. Especially what's the one had a black face? Montclair? When Montclair had the black, the
turtleneck.
Gucci.
Yeah.
I thought it was Gucci.
It was Montclair. Hey, I think it was all Dilly.
Right. I mean, that shit was so obvious, though. So fucking obvious.
And but, somebody said, oh, they just did that to get y'all attention. No, motherfucker, that's the wrong way to get some attention.
That's not normal. Right. Nah, fuck that. No excuses.
To spend my money, like, what? You know.
So you're going to disrespect a whole group of people in the heritage for some attention? Nah, that's because they don't give a fuck, they racist, and they know you still going to buy they shit. So it's a big fuck you in the stitching. But that's why we in right now in 2020 we fighting so hard. I'm really proud of us. I'm really proud of all the people that are supporting and really proud of the efforts and the protests. Right. You see what I'm saying? Because when back in the day, you used to march and all that stuff like that, but shit is getting done. And we fucking tired of it. And not just us, everybody's fucking, not even say everybody, but a majority of people is fucking tired of it. You see what I'm saying? But that's why we got to fight so hard for it and not disrespect it. You know what I'm talking about? And some people have their opinions, and we all have opinions. That's the beauty of being yourself and being able to think. But, a lot of shit, it just looking like karma is on the side of the of us as well. You know what I'm talking about? So this ain't the time to be trying to be different and doing stuff like that. I'm not saying that karma is just swiftly getting people who have a difference of opinion, but should be looking like it. Ain't that right, Porter?
Hell yeah. Speaking of the karma, like Jason Isaacs. The Orlando Magic, when he did not kneel for the national anthem, it was a big uproar over the last couple of weeks. And what happened to him?
Hold on, Porter. Let me say this. So, let me say this before you go right into that. And it's established that no one is disrespecting America. Oh, of saying fuck America when they don't want to kneel for the fucking flag. We should know by now it's about the injustice of African-Americans and people of color and police brutality. So it's not saying fuck America and the military. So get that fucking narrative out of here and understand what the fuck it is. You should know by now. So he didn't want to kneel for his reasons. And to me, his reasons didn't make a lot of sense. Due to the fact of all of the things that he's been seeing going on behind this. And this is why people say karma had to intervene. Go ahead, Porter.
Jason Isaac towards ACL in the game.
Damn.
It probably, you know, it's kind of, it's no laughing matter, but karma on one. The tipping scale is going in a way of karma because it's almost in his career, and I know, and it's bad in one way, and then like we said, karma in another way because he used the gospel to make his point of not kneeling, and that's what I think. Where come on, nigga.
Come on, nigga.
Like, even the they have to give. They just now giving Colin Kaepernick his props, his applaud, his pat on the back for doing this. And
shout out to Colin Kaepernick.
Shout out to Colin Kaepernick. And
awesome.
You still need to do more, Colin. I need to hear some statements, some more statements. I need to hear some speeches and stuff, something. But congratulations. Thank you. Keep doing it, you know, the way you're doing it and the way you feel like it's best for you. But I like a person in the front lines and a person that's, you know, just I want to hear some words from you. But with Isaac, I don't know what more examples he needed. You know, and this was the perfect time. The NBA gave all the players full access to do whatever they wanted to do to support any organization, not just Black Lives Matter, any organization that they seen fit to stop racism, systematic racism throughout. So he had no excuse, like, just to use the gospel. No weapon against the prosper. he used that, and I was like, come on, nigga, man. And I think he's only probably like 24, 25, fat check, but 24, he's young. He should know. He's been in it. Like, he's been in it. And I don't care how secluded you've been. Like, that was the issue. A lot of people have been secluded from it when it first started to happen, but now with social media and now with things just blatantly in our face, he had no right to say, oh, okay, I'm still gonna stand. Now, Drew Brees, at one point, I could say Drew Brees still in that bubble. He's probably in his late 30s, probably early 40s, so he's still in that way, and the military, he used the military, but he even had to see, yo, I work with 90% niggas, so let me
clarify
this ASAP. And
he tried to use that military scapegoat shit too. Fuck out.
Yeah,
here.
And you know, that's why I say he worked with 90% niggas, so he had to clarify that shit ASAP. And Jonathan Isaacs, you that come on nigga, man. You should, you know, no, we don't, it's no harm on you, but some things it's a nigga wake up moment, and I hope you got your nigga wake up moment, and I hope you with your laptop is doing some research. So when you come back, you're gonna be talking for us, and you're gonna be down with the cause.
Well, can he come back from an ACL tear?
We don't know.
This one pretty bad. We were talking. It was a meme where he was laying on the ground, and Martin Luther King and all the ancestors. Sure. Harry Sherman, Malcolm
like
Maxwell.
I know he got the second most old joint. So like his jersey sold like the second most right now. Like his shit is skyrocketing. But the thing is, if he don't come back from this, then it don't matter about the ticket sales. Like it's just gonna be over. Like they just using his name right now, but he gonna be gone with the wind if he don't come back strong. So
he was there. We shall see. He was there cool for the moment, and you know, the ones that, oh yeah, we need one nigga to go against the other, and we won. And that's how they always feel. They always have one nigga to go against the grain. One, come on, nigga. Come on, nigga. Why are you over there? Why?
Right.
And he was that nigga, and karma is a bitch.
The sad part about it is it's the minimal you can do. Put on a shirt and take a name. It's the minimal you can do to show your support. And he refused.
Right, exactly. And then
they gave him all, this is the first time they gave the players all access.
They wanted it to be seen. They wanted it to be seen. You see what I'm saying? And then just when we take a knee and shit, and I gotta stress this because people are just fucking stupid. When you taking a knee and doing all this stuff and stand, doesn't mean that they're anti something else. It's not saying we taking these knees because we hate white people. We know that's not the case. It's exactly what the fuck I said earlier. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Police brutality and the injustice are going on. Look at the Breonna Taylor situation. That shit still ain't happened yet. That shit happened in February? That shit happened. Well, fact check me later. But that shit really happened a minute ago.
Yeah, I about to say because her boyfriend at the time beat his case.
Right. So that's what the fuck we kneeling for, sir. So get the fuck out of here with these. He could have been influenced. You see what I'm saying? But God damn it, man. He could have handlers that made him feel like what he was saying was right and put their ideas in his head and put on that public platform for him to be anti. You see what I'm saying? The BLM movement is getting a lot of traction. So you're going to have the opposition wanting to stop that traction. You see what I'm saying? Right. So for him to do that didn't make any sense to me. Like it didn't make it came out of nowhere. It made me feel like when Kanye went on and got on stage with Taylor Swift. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, the movement is going and then Kanye get up there and say Beyonce had the best whatever all year or whatever the fuck ever he said. But then you got him. We came to a point where we understand on a level platform of why we're kneeling, especially after the George Floyd situation and many others. And then he wants to be anti and stand, and he's a person of color? Sir, it don't make sense. And then timing happens. I mean, if you don't want to call it karma, I mean, you can call it whatever the fuck you want to call it. But
I like timing, too. Timing is pretty cool. Timing.
That was the same game, wasn't it? Porter, yeah. Right? It was the same fucking game, right?
Yeah, the crazy thing about it, he grew up with he grew up in the time of Trayvon Martin, Eric Gardner, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, Mike Brown. These really just happened. So it ain't like these was 10, 15 years ago. These is in the last couple years. Like, he is really like, come on now. Like, he should understand. It ain't like, okay, I didn't know. Nobody, my parents didn't tell me about this stuff, and I'm researching it. No, these are, them couple of names I just named was right in our face. Right in our face.
And so still in our face right now. But that's that. Yo, that's coonery to me, yo. Speaking of coonery.
This guy.
Like, we got a lot of coonery going on right now, and I don't appreciate it because the coonery is really out of control. And it's just like, we see it, man. We see these tactics, these same tactics. And one coonery that is happening, and he probably feels some kind of way about him, us calling him a coon or whatever. And I think he tried to rebrand the word coon. Did you see that? We're talking about Mr. Terry Crews.
Awesome.
Awkward.
It's awkward for him. But, What he's saying. Yeah, I mean, I used to love Terry Crews, man. He played in that. Everybody hates too. Chris, the Expendables.
I was about to say, I said, he made it. He made it when he was in the Expendables. Right. I said, man, you made it, nigga.
And he was the reason I was wearing Old Spice and trying to ride horses.
That's not the same.
I mean, the first guy who was riding horses, like, I'm on a horse. That's why. But Terry Crews was the Old Spice man. You know what I'm saying? Pecs, 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 pecs. Like, come on, Mr. Crews. Why are you? Hold on. Let me gather myself. Listen.
Nah, bro, he was like, Coon stand for conquer our own negativity. And then somebody responded to him and was like, Kanye must be off today.
Wow.
I still love Kanye, but that is funny.
Yo, son, listen. Oh my gosh. Listen. He been doing the most. You know what I mean? So it makes you think, like, we love y'all on film, but some of y'all shouldn't be public speakers, and you don't represent us. Coon, you trying to rebrand Coon? How about we just get rid of that shit? That's not us.
Right.
But you're acting like one. You see what I'm saying? You're acting like the oppositioner. Talking about, it's going, we're not wanting black supremacy. Why are you? I know why you're putting these ideas out there. Listen, motherfuckers is fighting for equality. We just want to be equal. Like, we want more, of course, but damn, first steps first. You talking about black supremacy, that's, we not have to be anti anything. But your celebrity and your status and who you are, I mean, you've been doing some questionable shit lately, Mr. Crews. Like, whatever you doing, I wish we had a time machine so we could see in the future some of the effects of the Riddle effect to see what the shit that you're saying. Like, why are you against anything prosperous for any person of color? You should be using that platform to elevate us. And he was talking about his experiences that he lived in Detroit, Flint, Michigan. Listen, Flint, Michigan was Mortal Kombat. In real life. Like, I get it, man. It was hard. Talking about you never was scared of the police, or you never was scared of other people and shit like that, but you was more scared of your own people. You the most dude with the you are muscle man for nothing. Big for nothing. Like, yo, dude, listen. You don't have to be scared of your own people, and danger's all around the corner. I grew up in Cabrini Green, Chicago. Like, come on, fear was there, but it wasn't towards, like, a whole entire race of your own people. People like you, celebrities, Oprah, Gail, what's her name, Gail King, or Gail, whatever the fuck. All these other people are just like on the plantation when people was talking about escaping. You was the one sitting in there and then telling the escape plan to massacre. Like, what are you doing, man? You said you was assaulted. Too, You said, right. And then I don't know if I can listen to somebody to let another man grab his nuts and just be cool with it. And then cry sexual assault later. He already done copped the feel on your balls. And now I'm supposed to listen to you? Mr. Cruz, man, you was on top, bro.
And now in front of your wife.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that. In front of your wife. You got to die on the sword after that. Like, you can't never win an argument after that. Hey, baby, I'm hungry. Can I get a sandwich? Oh, you want a sandwich? Hey, baby, what you making? What you making tonight? Spaghetti? Oh, you want meatballs with that? Because where was your balls in that when he grabbed your nuts?
Oh, nah, she be like, don't let that nigga that felt your balls.
Right. Oh, you wanna raise your voice at somebody? You want to raise your voice? Well, you need to raise your voice at the nigga that done grabbed your balls. He'd never win. It's over for you. But who knows? These celebrity couples and celebrity relationships be on some holly weird shit anyway.
Crazy thing too, you know, Gabrielle Union was stating that Terry Crews on America's Got Talent, that he did not take her, you know, he didn't help her, like when she was going through the racism and everything, and it went by the wayside. Like a lot of people really didn't understand it because Terry Crews didn't show his colors yet. So
he didn't see it.
Huh?
He didn't see it.
Yeah, he said he didn't see it. He didn't see it because he only wanted one coon on set. That's how he was. America Got Talent is only big enough for one of us. That's what he was telling Gabrielle. It's only gonna be one coon, and I'm gonna be the top coon because I'm conquering all negativity. I'm conquering all negativity, Gabrielle. You're not.
Conquering all negativity. I'm the biggest coon in the planet. Like, why the fuck? We're not calling each other coons, Terry. No, sir. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. I mean, it's bad enough we can't stop saying the N-word and we try to make power with the N-word. You know what I'm saying? But that shit is embedded in us so much. That shit ain't gonna happen overnight. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure we done said the N-word in this show probably like 52 times, Porter. Oh my god. But we got a lot of stuff out there, celebrities doing it, but I'm kind of with mixed emotions because Oprah put Breonna Taylor on her magazine, and she, for the first time, she didn't put herself on her magazine. That's a big move. That's a big, to me, it's just like, okay, Oprah, you're still Oprah, but that was the big PR move. You see what I'm saying? But it was brilliant, though.
Yeah, she said she bought some billboards in Louisiana, Louisville, and it was in Louisville, Kentucky, right? Wherever Breonna Taylor situation happened at, we're going to fact check that, but whatever the situation happened, that she bought billboards in that town, in that city where it happened at, too. So that was real big. She bought billboards, put Breonna Taylor. Killers still haven't not been arrested as of today.
Gangster. Right. That's awesome.
Yeah, so she's been,
But she got to be turning the leaf, though. If she's not turning the leaf, that's...
Yeah, protect Oprah at all costs now. Protect her, too, because, you know, when things like this, she's starting to smell the roses or something, you know, something...
Porter.
Every time we get somebody, protect Oprah now. Yeah, hey, if she's doing what I think she's doing, if she's really fighting for us and stuff like that, you know what's gonna come next. They're gonna discredit her. They're gonna start throwing some old stuff out. Yeah, you know,
Terrell.
Yeah.
You ever heard the slogan that says black people are the most forgiving people on the planet?
Forgiving.
You heard that before? Anomaly. You heard that? Where they be like, black people forgive so fast?
Yeah.
I've heard black people forgive others so fast.
Not their own. Right. So Porter basically just forgave Oprah for all of the fuck shit that she's been doing for decades. Just because she bought a billboard and put it in a magazine.
No, that's not enough, Porter.
That's not enough. Protect Oprah at all costs? What the fuck? She was protecting Harvey Weinstein and her mentor at all costs. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. Like, we need to see more.
Yeah, we need to see, like I stated about Colin Kaepernick earlier. I said, I need to see more from him.
And you want more from Colin Kaepernick, but you don't want more from Oprah.
No, I need more for Oprah. You're correct. I need more for Oprah, too. And like I said, if she's starting to do what I think she did, she's starting to come out and starting to do more for us. Yeah,
that's a good start.
Coming up.
That's a good start, Oprah.
Yeah, it's a good start. Great, great start. Great start. Well, she should have been doing it because she's been had power for so long anyway. So
Right, definitely.
Like even Michael Jordan as well. Like, I can say that, too. Like, he's been doing a lot of things. He said, like, he don't want to be in the limelight with it, but, you know, come on, Mike. Sometimes you got to throw us that rock one time. Like, all right, now, here you go. This is what I did for y'all. You know, this is what I'm doing. You know, I'm not just collecting y'all sneaker money, my sneaker money from y'all, you know. So, you know, so it's a good start. We need at least for them to start. You
know, so. Right. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's true. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want us to forget the impact of what's going on.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Because, like, the Breonna Taylor, I mean, it's just one of many that we even heard about. You see what I'm saying? But I can't imagine that situation. Yo, you think somebody breaking in your house. Just picture that. You think someone is breaking into your house. You have the right to bear arms and protect your family. So that's exactly what he did. But then you lose your wife. In the process, I can't imagine that. I would turn to the Punisher. He loses his wife, and it turns out it's the people that's supposed to be protected and serving.
Right.
What the fuck? So now you
who
got
the old slave catches?
Huh?
Who the slave catches that evolve?
Exactly.
Right.
Right. So they the ops. So you turn out, oh, it's the major ops. But the major ops is backed by the fucking state and the government. Like, what the fuck? So now you like, damn, you feel alone, you're on the island, your wife is gone, you experiencing all of this, and it's the guys who supposed to do the arresting. They're not gonna arrest themselves. So he gotta fight that battle. And then you got people who don't wanna kneel, who don't wanna show support, who don't wanna acknowledge that this type of stuff is going on. And you got people that wanna deter you from the real issues, such as the Breonna Taylor. You got people who can run you down in a fucking pickup truck, shoot you, record it, and that's not an open and shut case. I see you got motherfuckers who get arrested for stealing hedge clippers. You got motherfuckers who lose their lives, tried to get arrested, lose their lives over a loose fucking cigarette. And you want to stand up. You want to tear the black man down. You want to tear your people down. I mean, God damn it. It's black and it's humanity.
I can't even walk in my neighborhood. I can't even walk in my father's neighborhood. I can't even go to the store. Just walk around with a hoodie on.
You what? And then become a celebrity from it? The parents got to see that every day? He's signing Skittle bags and shit, selling the gun that he shot their son with? Wow. I don't know why he not dead yet. Fuck George Zimmerman. I'm still on that shit.
Big fat.
And you, Dylan. You too. But,
so you said we can't pray neither? You said I can't go into the church and pray?
Wow. Exactly. And you don't want to kneel.
At George's funeral, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And you don't want to kneel. What the fuck is your reason for? People, like I said, we forget. We forget, and we want to forgive so fucking fast, because we was embedded in us to forgive when Master beat us to death, or when they take your child, because that's probably how you had to live through it, unless you wanted to end your life, because you would have had to be on some kamikaze shit if that shit happened to you.
Right.
Like, this shit is fucking crazy, man. And then on top of that, we have to detox from what we have been embedded into us, and we have to relearn. First of all, you have to do self-reflection and look at you with worth now. I mean, we have the entertainment realm. Entertainment is like all hoes bars, because people are entertained by everything. You know, you got people who like light comedy, and you got people like Terrell who like dark comedy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, who knows what he finds funny? But what I'm saying is the fact that we focus on different things. And I do wish that we had ourselves in more of a high regard. I mean, that's coming. It takes time. Self-reflection and self-healing takes time, and it's happening before our eyes. Like, we got a song right now that everybody keep talking about. You know what I'm saying? I don't think no man had any objection to it.
No, some men have had objections to it.
Talk to me, Dobley.
Some men are saying, oh my God, they are just vulgar, they are just disgusting, and things of that nature. And you would usually think that that would be women talking about the new song from...
Was they in front of their wives when they said that?
I can't say, but the new song from Cardi B featuring Megan Thee Stallion, WAP. And they're saying this is just vulgar and out of place.
Wow.
Things like that. But you can play this any way you want to play it. You can play freedom of speech if you want to. If you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. I mean, she's speaking on herself.
I mean, what do you expect from them? What do you want from them? I'm tired of people wanting celebrities to be their role models. Raise your own fucking kids.
Exactly.
Like, they're your kids. Raise your kids.
And that's the funny thing. They think that that is too much work, because it is a lot of work to raise a child properly. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of time. And yes, that will cut into your club time. That will cut into your hangout time. But that's what you signed up for when you had that child.
Right. We heard worse. You know what I'm saying? I don't see nobody picking in Juicy J and shit.
Oh, no, it's because it's a woman. These are two females. Females aren't supposed to talk like this. This isn't supposed to come from a woman. Oh my gosh, no.
It don't make sense, though, because we heard so many pussy lines. So many pussy lines. You know what I'm saying? Then it's like, wet ass pussy fucks with you? I mean, who don't like wet ass pussy? Who don't like the WAP? Like, it ain't good if it ain't WAP. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't. We got things we got to focus on. You know, go ahead.
Exactly.
Talk to us about the WAP.
But society made us focus on idol worship. We idol worship them so much, and we over the years, that's what happened. We started looking to the celebrities as what did Kendrick Lamar say? Like, Kendrick Lamar haven't said anything yet, or what did J. Cole say about Black Lives Matter yet? We're like, we looking for them guys to validate our movement, and we shouldn't. Right. I think we need to look at ourselves and, you know, keep pushing,
Bingo.
You know, without make them follow
awesome.
Out.
I agree. And from a woman's standpoint, you know, say you got two black beauties that's betraying this. You see what I'm saying? Listen, man. That's
who betraying us?
Oh. Wow, I meant to say portraying, but betraying.
Oh.
Did I say that or didn't I? I mean, that's still good too.
I don't know. I'm just saying, you don't have to speak like that. I enjoy the song.
Listen,
that's not my everyday, the way I speak every day, but I still enjoy the song.
Listen,
I understand where they're coming from,
Come on, man. I think we overreacting. If you watch porn occasionally, shut the fuck up.
I'm not
maybe a little more than occasionally.
your subscription is about to expire, Anomaly.
But
I need you to renew Pornhub. I need you to renew it.
Like I said, I'm not looking for Cardi B or Megan Thee Stallion to start no revolution.
Right. I'm not looking for that.
Nah, Cardi for prez.
I'm not looking for that. Yeah, no, right?
In the USA.
Listen, Terrell, you're part of the problem. Next.
Let her do what she does. She is there for entertainment, and that's it. Let her entertain. Let them entertain. And leave it at that. They're there for entertainment. Entertainment is not supposed to be switched into real life. If you can understand and simplify, it's not simplify, but sympathize with them and understand where they're coming from, great, you get the song, you're probably going to like it more. That's usually how it works. But if you don't, fine. They are just for entertainment. Leave it where it is. If you're not entertained by it, guess what? You can turn it off. You can turn the radio station. You don't have to buy the music. You don't even have to watch it on YouTube. You have options. Use your options and stop complaining.
Right. How about you turn your eye away when you see racist shit happen and you don't stand up for that? How about you do
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
Do that if you don't like WAP. Or when you're in the bedroom and you in there without the WAP and you wishing you had the WAP. Just no WAP
complaining.
Ass. Right. Complaining because you ain't got WAP. Shit.
Making fire.
Right. You about to burn your whole house down without the WAP. Crazy. And then on top of that, we don't look, it's like what Dave Chappelle said, where's Ja Rule? Where's Ja? We need to know what Ja has to say. No, it's exactly what Porter's saying. We idol worship. Well, nah, fuck that. It's just probably poor timing. Because so much shit is happening right now.
That's what happened. Poor timing.
Yeah. Think about it. If Corona wasn't happening and we wasn't going through all these riots, that shit probably would have been right on time.
Yep.
Jergens would have sold 300% in sales. You know what I'm saying?
that would have been a summer anthem too. It should have been a summer anthem.
Baby Boomers Part 2.
Right.
Hot Girl Summer Part 3.
Ew. Right, God damn it. And it's Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. God damn.
It's not Sister Mary Clarence. None of them is Sister Mary Clarence. So
I'm in support of the WAP. Listen, I've heard and seen way much worse. But it's probably poor timing. That's probably all. And then let's not focus on that because Breonna Taylor murderers still haven't been arrested yet. So good WAP is probably what you need right now anyway. And get right back on the mission.
Right. Kind of relieve that stress somehow.
Yeah. Or you're going to be slapping Burger King employees. You don't see that shit?
Nah.
You ain't see that shit? Oh my God. People is wilding right now, yo. Wilding right now. But as a woman anomaly, and it's kind of weird asking you these questions because you are different. You see what I'm saying? But as a woman, do you feel objectified or this shit is regular? Or you turned the volume up when you heard a WAP?
Well, when I first heard that she had a new song out, to be honest, I was never a Cardi B fan until she came out with Press. I like her when she snaps, but all that other stuff, I can, whatever. So I was like, okay, let me see what she got. Might as well see if I can find something new. And I saw the video with the song. I didn't hear the song first. I saw the video. And okay. I mean, I didn't feel objectified. I mean, they are talking about their pussy, not mine. What's the problem? It's a positive spin on pussy. Let's celebrate wet pussy. Yay. I mean, I enjoy wet pussy.
Right. Celebrate it. See what I'm saying?
What's the problem?
Yeah. How you say it, Terrell?
They're speaking on what they need and what it can do for them. If you feel objectified by wet pussy, I think we need to have a little talk about you and your objectification.
Right.
But that's like having the Grammy or something. That's like that. That's like an Oscar. That's like a notary prize. So why would somebody be mad?
We could talk about.
You'd be surprised about what things people get mad over.
People get mad over stupid shit. We could talk about murder and selling drugs and killing your kids and kidnapping all fucking day in a trap song. But wet ass pussy, come on, and you offended? That's the worst shit you've seen. Get the fuck out of here.
I was looking like, bro, man. I was just waiting for the visuals. I'm just sitting in it. I'm like, man, I'm just waiting for the video because I know the video was just gonna be, I knew the video was gonna be nice. The song, but the video, I knew that was going to take it to the next. And I think it's going to be on OnlyFans. The remix is going to be on OnlyFans.
Yo, I believe you because when I first seen this shit, I saw a clip on Pornhub. And I was like, I was in Celebrity. And then a clip of that shit came up on Pornhub. I was like, yo, what is this? And the quality. I was like, this is real. The quality. What the fuck? I can't get the whole video. I was like, yo, they only show like a snippet of that shit. And I was like, yo, this is real. So that's when I looked it up. You know what I'm saying? So, like you said, the remix is going to be on OnlyFans. And I'm going to watch it.
I mean, come on, but like, what are you expecting from her video? Press, she was naked, completely naked. So, I mean, what else can she do? Where else can she go from there?
It's like I said, it's just poor timing. I think just overall, but just poor timing. But like I said, that idol worship thing, we just need to get over that. And I think we need to really check ourselves with that. But even with Meg, I think people are looking for more of, bitch, why you got shot? Like, you still ain't tell us why you got shot.
I bet you forgot about why she got shot when that WAP came out.
Yeah. But come on, you got to understand that that wasn't something that they recorded the video and the song after her getting shot. No, she's going to try to put that little incident behind her, and she's going to try to capitalize on what got her where she is.
Exactly.
Hopefully she'll come out with a song explaining all that.
I mean, or not. She said, not. Fuck Look, everybody who's talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Pretty much the moral of all our conversations is we have to stay focused. And, of course, there's a lot of distractions out there, but there's a lot of outlets that people need because some people drink, some people smoke, some people play Call of Duty. And some people enjoy a good time with the WAP. So they're just doing their citizens justice. I mean, I like a good WAP. Don't you? America likes good WAP. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I, damn it, I believe I am right. So you can't stop the WAP. Am I right? Let's say it all together. You can't stop the WAP.
The WAP.
You can't stop the WAP.
You want to know something?
Why would you want to stop the WAP?
You don't. And you want to know something? Without the WAP, you wouldn't be here. I rest my case. Shout out to Cardi B and Mega Thee Stallion. Feel free to look
Get
your boy
WAP,
up.
Get the WAP, yo.
Feel free to look your boy up. I'm here. Get the WAP while you can get it. Because this is the time to do so. Now, I'm just fucking around. But good WAP is the WAP, though. I'm glad we can call it WAP, though, because I don't want to keep saying wet-ass pussy. It just sounds so distasteful.
I know. I'm a father as well. I'm a father, too, so it's kind of like, you know, I'm up and down. But, you know, I still enjoy a nice piece of WAP every now and then.
Right. I mean, being honest here. Even women like good WAP. I mean, everybody loves WAP. WAP. Leave WAP alone. And arrest the killers for Breonna Taylor. How about that?
Right.
Next. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy J Who the Prince, aka Rio. And I got my main guy, Ty. What'd he do?
You already know it's your boy, the real deal, Ty. We in the building back with another one. Wave Nation, let's get it.
Mr. Larry Porter from the DMV.
Thank you, guys. Protect the WAP at all costs.
At all costs. And Anomalee, what'd he do, baby?
You guys already know. Play safe.
In the WAP. All right. Bye.
Oh, play safe in the WAP. Please play safe in the WAP.
Oh, yeah. In the WAP, please play safe. Play safe in the WAP. Oh, God. Why?